SBS Radio.
Joining us today on SBS Filipino, all the way from New York, USA, is award-winning Filipino writer Gina Apostol, who will be gracing the Adelaide Writers Week on March 2 to 7. Magandang araw sa iyo, Gina. Salamat sa iyong oras.
Yeah, magandang umaga.
We would like to know more of you. Can you tell us a bit of yourself?
I grew up in the Philippines. I grew up in Leyte, in Tacloban City, so in central Philippines, eastern Visayas. I grew up speaking Waray, and of course I learned Tagalog and English in school. And then I went to school in Diliman. I was a writing major at UP in Diliman, and then I went to grad school in the United States at Johns Hopkins. And I met my husband there. I had my child, and I went back and forth from the Philippines to the U.S., and currently I live in New York.
So most of your life you spend in the Philippines, so you know a lot about the culture of the Filipinos.
Yes, I grew up in the Philippines.
In terms of writing, what inspires you to write?
I'm very interested in stories about the Philippines that maybe we don't think about that much. For instance, with the Philippine-American War, I know very well that as a kid in the Philippines, I didn't learn about this war. We usually learn about the war against Spain. But what we call a revolution is really a war against Spain. And so I decided, and I live in the United States, and people here also don't know much about the war, and I didn't know actually much about the war. So I decided to write about the massacre that happened in Balangiga by the Americans of the people of Samar after the people of Samar rose up against an American garrison in 1901.
And you've written award-winning novels. You won the Philippines National Book Award for each of your first two novels, and your third won the 2013 Pen Open Book Award, while your latest novel, Insurrecto, was named by Publishers Weekly as one of the 10 best books of 2018. How do you feel about that?
I think it's very good for this recognition of work that is complex about the Philippines, because the Philippines really is a very complex subject. The Philippines, our history is very, very multiple. We have our indigenous history, we have the Spanish history, we have the American, we even have the Japanese occupation. We have all the different ways that Filipinos are Filipinos. For instance, I'm Waray, and that too is part, you know, we don't really talk about the regional issues as much, and my novels also address the fact of my being Waray. So I'm glad that this complexity, and my novels are also complex, is being honored and is being seen as a way to read the Philippines more deeply.
And does this inspire you to write more?
Yes. I think it's very important for me as someone who grew up in the Philippines to keep these stories alive, because who else will do it?
A bit of touch on your latest novel, Insurrecto. What's the story behind the book?
Well, there are many different things about the book. One is the story of the people of Balangiga, which is, I mean, they're Waray, okay, because they're from Samar. So I feel an attachment to that Waray group, and it was an incident that was very, actually it was, it led to a court-martial of the American general for his actions in the Philippines. It led to, in my view, a change in the way the United States prosecuted the war. But it was also a very, 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 very traumatic incident for the people of Balangiga, for the Warais in Samar. So I was very interested in trying to figure out how to tell that story, because it's very close to me as a Waray as well. It is also an important story about women at war, and I was very interested in writing about women and their role in the war. There's one woman named Kashana Nacionales whose name is etched in the list of Filipino revolutionaries in Balangiga, and I wanted also to figure out how to include her in the story. I'm interested in women. I'm interested in the history of our revolution, so that we can think about ways we can resist the current horrific regime that we have right now in the Philippines. and also to think about ways to tell our story in powerful ways.
And as a writer, we want our readers to take out something from the book. And in your case, what is it?
I would like the readers to come into it with a sense of pleasure in knowing about this history, that if you are Filipino, then I hope that it opens you up to learning more about the history of the Philippines, to reading more books by Filipinos, and to exploring your own relationship to these incidents.
Writing requires imagination and creativity as any art. Saan ka humuhugot?
Para sa akin, it's about figuring out how to resist injustice for me. Because what happened with Balangiga, they were resisting injustice. And my imagination really rests on ways in which we can fight issues of inequality in the Philippines, the murders that are happening right now under the Duterte regime, of poor people who do not have any way really to defend themselves against police brutality that's happening right now in the country. So for me, my imagination rests also in anger, my own anger at the news that's coming out of the country, and my wish to have people think about it. Think about ways in which we can, as citizens, I'm still a citizen of the Philippines, our vote even matters, to get to know more about this violence that's happening in the country. Because my story actually includes that violence. So for me, my imagination lies also in thinking about ways to make the country more just for all people, not just for rich people.
And Gina, could you share tips to aspiring writers on how they can unleash the writer spirit in them like you have?
I think you should sit before a table, have your computer there, or however you write, and just take time to do it. I think I have to write every day. I have to work on something every day. And I think it's important, even if it's just an hour, even if it's 20 minutes, even if you're not doing anything, just sit there and imagine the work you're doing. If you don't even have anything on the page, just sit there and keep thinking about what you want to do, because the time you spend is important. And you can't just, for me, it's not just inspiration. It's about sitting there and sweating it out.
And you will be gracing the upcoming Adelaide Writers Week. Do you know what to expect there?
Not really. I haven't. I mean, I have a number of events. So I'm going to Miami next week, and then I'm going to. So I have a number of events. So that's in March 2.
To
so that's
7.
A few weeks from now. So I will look at my schedule when I'm there. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Gina Apostol, all the way from USA.
Okay,
thank
so
you
so much for having me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.